This matter of the guidance Prince provides, I believe, is critical in these times. When power is fighting for its very existence and flooding us with so much misinformation. For a while, it seemed that almost every day my son had watched some just released video on Nikola Tesla and the damage being done by unknown forces, quote unquote, with the technology he'd invented and had stolen from him. Outrages of weather manipulation and unleashing of catastrophic events. One video happened to mention that that devil device harp in that narrator's clear suggestion, because he said, which probably should not have been invented, but well, you know, scientists are curious and like to see what things will do. Anyway, that devil device harp was unloaded by the U.S. state, given some university lodging 2 years ago. And good riddance too, the narrator implied. The video neglected to mention the hidden global state's space-based weapon and its associated atrocities. But who can say how it's been used, the voice mournfully admitted. What evil deeds those mad scientists have committed. What I'm getting to is the question of guidance, of no, and we're going to continue this discussion next week, by the way. As I'll be mentioning in a minute, of guidance, of knowing what to do in the face of massive injustice and the consequences of immeasurable moral depravity, the complete depths of which the global state most deaf don't want us to probe. So videos like this are damage control, carrots to lead us away from what? What needed realization? Certainly part of the answer in the case of Nikola Tesla is the realization of the use and the timing of the theft of his EMF weapon, particularly the coincidence of the theft with the precipitation of World War I, which they telegraphed with the Spanish-American War, by the way, as we mentioned in a previous show, when their jaw dropped at Nikola's demonstration of robotics in 1895, they telegraphed that this was their technique of choice. When we're free, we can tease it back to its origins when they first got this idea. It'll probably be thousands of years ago when they realized war was such a good distraction to keep the people busy while we do what we want to do without them in our hair. So the timing is what they don't want us to put together or understand. It's coincidence, the theft, with the precipitation of World War I and the ongoing use of this weapon for descent elimination and population management. But long before these atrocities are exposed to their last hidden hole, we must have moved on to freedom. How does that happen?
Tell it. The reason that we were born. that is the beef and living truth in human form. But you see, I'm willing, ooh,
willing to do the work.
And this is a point my son made that we'll have to explore next week. When our desire to know the truth leads us to begin questioning this false, quote unquote, reality they give us, when does that lead to self-reflection? Can I say that one more time? I can hear myself say it. What we need to clarify is a point my son made, and we'll have to do this next week, which is when our desire to know the truth leads us to begin questioning this false reality that they give us, when does that lead to self-reflection?
That is the beef and living truth in human form. But you see, I'm willing, ooh,
willing to do the work.
Change, but the alchemy occurred most.